What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the team at 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the team 980. We're your home, of course, for Wizards basketball, also your home for the best Commanders talk in DC. We're home for this show specifically, especially most Mystics talk in DC. We got it all for you here on the team 980. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we will talk about the impact that some of the free agents had last year on the Commanders through the lens of their familiarity with the coaches. We know that they signed a lot of friends of Dan, if you will, but not just guys that DQ had, guys that Cliff had, guys that David Rye, the tight ends coaches, had, guys that, Austin Eckler was with Anthony Lynn in LA. So there's so much familiarity. How much did that actually matter? You'll hear from Logan on that coming up at 5 o'clock. And speaking of Take Command, you're the first to hear this right here, right now. No one else has ever heard this before. Not even the Take Command loyal podcast listeners, because we just confirmed it in the last commercial break. Anthony, are you ready for Thursday's guest on Take Command?
I don't know who it is.
I know you don't. That's you. I'm saying everyone is. That's why I didn't ask you who the guest was. I asked you, are you ready to learn who it was?
Oh yeah, hit me.
Mike Golic Jr.
Oh, okay.
My guy Gojo is coming on the show. Gojo was one of the first guests I thought of when they drafted Josh Connerly. Mike is going to be so happy to hear me tell him that, because Mike is a former offensive lineman at Notre Dame. And to hear, hey, when they draft a no lineman, you're the first person I thought of, that's going to make his inner offensive lineman heart just thump.
Tough.
Yeah. So, Gojo, Thursday. Very excited for it. You'll hear that in the Take Command feed, and we'll also air some of it here on the radio. Today, the NBA announced it's all rookie teams. Alex Sarr, first team. Bob Carrington, second team, Anthony. But I actually don't think that captures just how good the Wizards rookies were this year. When you add in what A.J. Johnson gave you late, which is, I think, hope and promise of a good rotational player, maybe even a starter in this league, and what Keyshawn George gave you all season long, which I think is a bona fide starter in the league. Listen to some of these stats that I pulled before the show in terms of just how good in this rookie class the Wizards were. Three of the top 12, so these are, I did sort these to filter out anybody that played less than 25 games this season, because obviously we're doing per game stats here, and if you played a small sample size, there's some guys that played like one or two games, and it's like, okay, cool, congrats. The only guy that really gets filtered out here that was close to that threshold and was probably the best rookie in the league for the short time he was healthy was Jared McCain from the Sixers. But putting Jared McCain aside, of rookies that played 25 games in 2024-2025, the Wizards had three of the top 12 scorers, three of the top 11 assist guys. Bub was second on that. Three of the top 12 rebounders. So points, rebounds, assists, all three of Bub Carrington, Alex Starr, Keyshawn George were in the top 12. They had three of the top five in minutes played. Carrington played more minutes than any rookie. He played 30 minutes a game, all 82. Alex Starr averaged 27.1 minutes a game. Keyshawn George finished fifth in minutes per game at 26.5. George also tied with Justin Edwards from the Sixers for most steals per game in the league, and Starr and George were top 10 in blocks, with Alex being second in that category. I don't know how you look at that, and I understand it was a relatively weak rookie class, but amongst that, what was available, I think they did extraordinarily well. And what I think that does is not necessarily make you look at this group and go like, oh, wow, they've actually built like a championship core and just let it mature. And in 5 years, the Wizards are going to be the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think that's what that means. What I think it means is we have confirmed the thing that we were told about Will Dawkins to be true. This dude can scout his face off. And just in case Will is listening here on this Tuesday afternoon, Will, I know you got a staff and I know you always try to give them credit. So it's Will, it's Travis Schlenk, it's all the other guys that they employ that are all around the country. But ultimately, Dawkins is the GM, is the one who is, I think, pulling the string on the pick in conjunction with Michael Winger, the team president. And in a draft where there apparently weren't any good players, they found three, and maybe if you include AJ Johnson, four of them. And what I think that matters here a week and a day after the NBA draft lottery is, as they sit there at six, Anthony, I actually feel like I would have loved for them to win it because I think Flag is really special. I would have loved for them to even finish second because there's a lot of people that I really respect, including David Aldridge, who think that Dylan Harper is really special. But I, sitting at six, I'm like, I feel like they'll probably figure it out. I feel like they'll find someone who's really good, who fits with what they want to do, and they're just going to keep building this young core. And again, it takes time in the NBA for guys to mature and become winning basketball players. But man, does it seem like they're off to a good start in the same way that it felt like Oklahoma City didn't miss on a draft pick for a really long time. And while Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they got to find their Shai, whether it's through the draft or through a trade or through free agency, they've got a goon squad. They just won 68 games. And try telling the NBA world that like 6 years ago that was going to be where this ended for Oklahoma City. And I think they would have told you were crazy.
Yeah, I mean, again, I like where we are as well with our draft picks. And I think you hit on it correctly when you said it's going to take time. Like we had Bilal, and then this year, you know, with the rookies coming in and being allowed to play, I think that's ultimately what's going to, you know, ramp up the development for those guys. The fact that they got to pay. I think you said they were three of the top five in like minutes or something like
three of the top five. Once you filter out for 25 games, McCain would have knocked George down, I think, to sixth, but he only played 23 games.
Yeah. So again, like the fact that they're getting that experience right now, and we saw like towards the end of the season how, you know, that experience sort of kind of paid off anyway. So I think, you know, I think we just got to sit back and, you know, continue to trust Will. And yes, we are at six, but at the same token, like this class is loaded. Next year's class is also going to be loaded. Like we're going to have a chance to actually, you know, bring in some impact players. And we just got to, you know, trust on, you know, the coaching staff to develop these guys. And then also Will to just, you know, continue to bring those guys in and give them chances. I think this young core, this young team, I think this is a prime spot for, you know, young guys to be able to, you know, develop and get some experience.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, I'm going to blind resume time, Anthony. Ready for this?
Yep.
These two players both played all 82 games their rookie year. One had 10.8 rebounds, 10.8 points, 2.8 rebounds, 3.3 assists, 1.2 steals, and a half a block per game on 47% shooting and 36% from three. The other averaged 9.8 points per game, 4.2 rebounds, 4.4 assists, 0.7 steals, 0.3 blocks on 40% shooting and 34% from three. So the big numbers here, 10.8 per game versus 9.8 per game. The 9.8 per game player averaged more rebounds and assists, but shot the ball worse. The better scorer shot 47-36, as in field goal, 3-point, and the worst scoring, higher rebounding assist player went 40-34 on his shooting splits. They both were around 80% from the free throw line. Who are the two players?
So I know one is Bub.
Which one was he?
I'm going to say Bub is 9.8.
That's correct.
Okay.
Who's the other guy?
Other guy that played 82 games.
82 games as a rookie, averaged 10.8 on 47% shooting from the field, 36%, almost 37% from three.
Reese Arshay.
Try Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, snap.
And Shai was a year older. That was his age 20 season. Bub is only 19.
Is that when he was with the Clippers?
It was when he was with the Clippers. So, am I saying that Bub Carrington is going to be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Absolutely not. And Shai, then the next year, was like, hello, I am here. And I think that shooting percentage number is obviously huge. You know, the fact that he was able to shoot 47% as a rookie on pretty decent volume, as well as getting up like 9 shots in 26 and a half minutes. And then the next year, he is at 19 a game, keeping that efficiency, upping his shot volume to about 14 and a half per game. So, you know, I was thinking, we were having this conversation before the show, right? How do the Wizards get their Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Like, who are the candidates around the league right now? Who I look at is a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a Tyrese Halliburton. Is there a young guy that is under the radar that you could somehow acquire? One, I don't think the Wizards have anything to flip in the same way that the Pacers had Domas Sabonis, in the same way that the Thunder had Paul George, and Shai was a part of that trade. The Wizards don't necessarily have that. So the best way to go about it is drafting that player. And obviously, we'll see what they can do. You know, just is Trey Johnson have big Devin Booker vibes? And is he become that guy if he's the sixth overall pick this year? But I think what happens is we look at someone like Bub, who, and we're like, oh, yeah, he's going to be a good player. Like, what happens if Bub Carrington is awesome? Like, what happens if Bub explodes? Like, that to me is also a fascinating question. It's why player development is so important. And I think it's a big TBD because they keep drafting guys not only that are, you know, obviously they're rookies in year one, duh, that's how it's literally the definition. They keep drafting guys that are 19 years old. Like, you start to look around at some of the stat profiles of Halliburton and Gilgeous Alexander, and some of the best matches for them are like Bilal Coulibaly and Bub Carrington. And that's going to be really fascinating to follow next year, not to mention what they continue to do in this draft, and where they have not only six, but they have 18, and could 18 plus a player get you into the top 10? Like, there's a lot of movement that could happen. And next year, they have another couple of picks, and obviously, it is a loaded draft next year as well. So this gets us to Vibe Check Tuesday at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. How do you feel about where the Wizards sit right now, having had a week to process the draft lottery, seeing what we have in Bub Carrington and Alex Starr being named rookie or all rookie team guys? 301-230-0980. Your calls are next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.